الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. بسم التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه التواب الرحيم. وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله. El evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah, el zahiri Allah, el batini Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyki ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyki ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyki ya seyyidel evveline vel ahirin. İşverena ya şefiyel müzdibin. Bir rahmetike ya arhamer rahimin. Kalallahu ta'ala fi kitabul aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yutiyel hikmete men yaşa ve men yutel hikmete fakat وَتُيَّ حَيْرًا كَثِيرًا صَدَقَ اللّٰهُ الْعَزِيمِ. Allah-u Teala says in the Quran al-Kerim, He grants wisdom to whom He pleases, and whoever is granted wisdom is given a great gift. And Rasulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem says, Allah gives wisdom to the ones who teach others in accordance and considering the understanding of the ones who listen to them. There are live creatures who live underground. There are earthworms, all sorts of beetles, and all sorts of animals under that ground upon which we sit. There are also other animals, other living creatures, deep, deep down in the oceans where neither light nor sound penetrate. Because neither sun nor light penetrate, those creatures do not have any eyes and any ears. They do not have any eyes and ears because they do not need them. Allah Ta'ala only gives what He gives to the ones who are in need. Otherwise, what is the sense of giving somebody something which they don't need? It is but a load and trouble for them. Imagine if somebody would give heavy hammers and huge nails and a big saw to a tailor. And what would the tailor do with it? He doesn't need it. It becomes trouble for him and a load for him. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to have trouble or a load. On the contrary, He takes away trouble and load from them. And He gives us only what we need. Now, in this room, there are some of us who live for the future. They don't think of today, they think of tomorrow. They look forward and they work for the future. They think and plan for 10 years from now, for 20 years from now, or sometimes they even plan for centuries and centuries away, as if they are never going to die. Those people usually are very successful in this world. They become rich and famous. They become head of companies, even presidents of countries. They live in this world, but they live in imagination, because tomorrow is not here. 10 years from now is not here. Nor tomorrow we may not be here. So therefore, tomorrow may never come. Then there are some here amongst us who live now, who live their lives right now. They don't think of tomorrow, but it doesn't mean that those people, they sit on their behinds and they don't work. No. They take the grain of wheat, they put it into the ground, and they pour some water on it now. And they say, if Allah Ta'ala so wills, a wheat will come from there and will give me 100 for one single wheat. They never think that that seed of wheat is going to become a cactus plant. Then there are some amongst us who are so blinded with this world, who are so involved with this world. They are the children of this world. They neither think of today or tomorrow. They just, as they say, enjoy their lives in this world. And there are some rare people who yearn for Allah Ta'ala. Who yearn for the hereafter, who think nothing but the one who created him, and when he does in his name, and he does for his sake, and all he does is in thinking of the hereafter. Now Allah Ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, when my servant asks something from me, I certainly give it to him. If he asks from me the world, I give him the world. But he has no portion of the hereafter. If he asks me for the hereafter, I give him the hereafter, but he has no portion of this world. But if he asks me for myself, I give him myself and the world and the hereafter. No. Now this world exists thanks to the ones who belong to it. If we all would be yearning for Allah Ta'ala, would be thinking of the hereafter, of eternity, and would be working for the hereafter, this world wouldn't even exist. This world is the world of the heedless and of the unconscious one. This world is created for them. Now, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the Hadith al-Sharif, Allah Ta'ala gives us when we need something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is proud of his faqr. He is proud of his being in need. He wasn't in need of money or of fame or of recognition or of glory. He wasn't in need of anything but Allah Ta'ala. So ibadallah, remember, we only get what we need. And we have to think sincerely and truthfully. What do we need? We see that Allah Ta'ala gives what we need even before we know what we need. Look at the trees. They were but skeletons and they needed water. They needed warmth. And they got water and warmth. And look at them now. Glorious. When Allah Ta'ala has created us, He has created our sustenance together with us. And when the day will come for us to leave this world, He will first cut our sustenance before even He takes our life. So when I talk about the need, I am not talking about those things which come to us gratis, whether we think of them or not. I think it is time for us to think and to decide what we need and ask Allah Ta'ala what we need, and He certainly will give it to us. Oh, the generous one. Ya Samad, who knows what we need, even if we know before we know that we need it ourselves? Ya Razak, who gives this to us without even our asking? Ya Rabbi, you have given us a mind to understand your ayats, which are all around us. Ya Rabbi, you have given us in written form what you want us to do and what you want us not to do. And in addition, you have given us a beautiful, perfect man, your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the form and shape of a human being, as an example, as our murshid, as our teacher. We have no excuse to say we don't understand, we don't know. Ya Rabbi, help this fakir, this Jamaat, and all of Ummat Muhammad to know the truth of Islam.
Ameen.
And as we know the truth of Islam, Ya Rabbi, make us understand what we truly need.
Amen.
And that we feel the lacking of it desperately. And Ya Rabbi, make us decide what we want from you. And as you promise, give it to us. Amen. Amen. Amen. Who has created in the form and shape of a human being. Ya Rab, you say that you have created us in the shape of your Rahmah, that you say that you have blown into us from your own divine soul, our soul. You say that you have taught us all the names, including your own attributes. Ya Rabbi, you say that you have made us your Khalifa on the face of this planet. Ya Rabbi, you say that you have created all and everything for us, and us for yourself. And for all those honors and gifts which you have bestowed upon us, Ya Rabbi, indeed, you expect us to be thankful. But we tyrannize ourselves, O Lord. We say that we did it all ourselves. We say that we have given birth to ourselves. We create our sustenance ourselves. And we master our destiny ourselves. Ya Rab, take that arrogance away from us. Make us realize how we are all in need. And make us realize that all what you have given us is all what you have, not all what we have. Ya Rabbi, make us understand and teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
O Lord, sometimes you test us. You test our obedience, our faith, our love for you. You test us with a little sickness, with a little pain, little hunger, little problems, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality nothing belongs to us, they are all yours. And although you say in Allahumma Sadirin that you are side by side with the one who shows patience, Ya Rab, we never, never are patient. On the contrary, we want more. We complain about things. Ya Rab, we even complain about you. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, forgive us.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants.
Amen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Had. Your beloved says that his ummah is like one single body, that if the finger aches of that body, the whole body aches. Ya Rabbi, you say, hold on to the Islam and don't separate ourselves from each other. Your beloved said that if we do not love each other for your sake, our faith is incomplete. Ya Wahid, Ya Had. Look at us. 1.5 billion of us. We are like a broken mirror in thousand pieces. Ya Wahid, Ya Had. Create unity amongst Ummat Muhammad. Ya Wahid, Ya Had. Create unity amongst Ummat Muhammad. Ya Wahid, Ya Had, create unity amongst Ummat Muhammad. And return us the beauty, the wisdom, the decency, the strength which we had when we were united. Amen. We hurmat Sayyidah Nursaleen, Taha ve Yasin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Mahtalaf al-Malawar. متاكب الآثاران وكرر الجديدان واستقبل الفرقدان وبلغ بروحاه وارواح أهل بيته من التحيات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل تعاتك إجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.